When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The Ozone.
Welcome to the Ozone Podcast, presented by ViStar Credit Union, with Jaguars senior writer John Osier.
All right, welcome into this week's Ozone Podcast, and I'm looking forward to this week's guest. We talked last year, late in the season, but different circumstances. We were doing it over Zoom still because of COVID, and he really hadn't had a chance to establish himself in the lineup yet. It's Jaguars' second-year safety now, Andre Cisco. And Andre, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, appreciate you. I'm glad to be here.
So tell me about the difference in you, just in terms of knowing what the NFL is about, first year, second year. How much more comfortable are you right now?
Yeah, like I would say like light years ahead of where I was a year ago in terms of mentality, understanding what it takes to be part of the lineup each week is a big responsibility. Just understanding your opponent. So you got to get really into it. You got to have intense focus all the time. And so I'm learning what that's like and how to not burn yourself out, but, you know, give it all you got.
Not to dig in too much of last year, but first 13 games, didn't play a whole lot. Looking back, did you learn anything, you know, being on the bench? Obviously, you would have liked to have played. Set you back? Where are you in terms of that? You follow me?
Yeah.
Not a great question. You know what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I learned a ton last year just learning from Rayshon and Dewey. Mm-hmm. How they approach it is very similar to how I see myself doing it throughout my career. So, able to learn from those guys and watch them make mistakes and correct and do those things and make plays on the field. So, it was an opportunity, you know, to learn behind the scenes. You know, not every rookie is ready in that aspect. So, I got to do it a different way. And so, I learned a ton last year, and I feel like it gave me a good mindset going into OTAs, and I've been able to carry it out.
And you seem, again, I've only talked to you for a few minutes on Zoom last year and then a couple times in the locker room, but you seem like a confident guy, not necessarily cocky, not necessarily going to throw in everybody's face, but you walk with a confidence. Did you maintain that through the rookie season, and where's your confidence now?
I'll say it's up and down through the rookie season. It's tough, you know, being on the bench, like you said, and then also – you know, you playing in the NFL, so guys are better. So you're trying to make sure that you're one of them, you know what I mean? So I had some lessons I had to learn in that aspect. And then even this year, it's been some ups and downs. And that comes with the game. You know, sometimes you got to make plays to remember that you, you know, you can make plays. Like, you forget,
right.
You know what I mean? So for me, it's been up and down. But, you know, you want to stay as steady as possible, not be too low, too high.
And safety can be a tough position to maintain confidence because every mistake is magnified, right?
Right.
I mean, that the... Right now, where are you at week 10 compared to where you were week 1? How much better are you? Where have you developed?
Yes, it's a much improved player, in my opinion. Just mindset-wise, approach, finishing these games, I think, was the biggest thing I needed to learn. Just how long they are, the intensity through every play. And, you know, you can't let up. Like, they get every hole in the defense. They'll catch up on it eventually throughout the game. So I think it's been a lot of learning lessons. And by this time, compared to week one, I feel like, you know, like a year ahead, honestly.
You said something interesting just then. I think people often associate, well, it's a big physical difference. But I guess especially at safety, you're out there 65, 70 plays. In the NFL, you know that every play, if you're not on your toes, you're going to get beat. Whereas maybe in college, you could take 10 plays off because the other team wasn't good enough to take advantage of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I learned quickly is that, you know, you don't have those plays to give. And that, like you said, they're magnified at safety. So I got to make sure I'm accountable to the guys around me, my coaches, and really the whole team.
Now, you come into the league known as an interception guy. And all of a sudden, last week, you're making headlines for your hits. I'll get to the fines in a minute because I thought it was ridiculous. But have you made a pointed effort this year to be more physical, or have you always been physical and were just known as an interception guy because you had a lot of?
I think it's a little bit of both. Just developing as a player, getting more comfortable in this league, you got to get more physical over time. That's your job. Mm-hmm. So just being able to assert myself in that way has definitely been a point of emphasis. And then the interception thing is kind of like you said, it's followed me throughout my, especially my college career. But, you know, it's not something that you want to just hang your hat on all the time because you're not always going to get interceptions. That's mm-hmm. just the reality of it. Sometimes some teams is not throwing you the ball like that. So I got to do a better job. I try to do a better job of asserting myself in other ways so that when I don't get an interception, it's not like I'm not making an impact.
You have three this year, which as I think it's right? Three?
Mm-hmm.
Which as a first year guy, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about your game? Clearly you have a knack for it, but it's more than a knack. There has to be something mentally that you do, something with the way you read quarterbacks. Why do you think that's such a strength of yours?
I think if I had to point something out myself, I think it would be reading the quarterback is something that I would say I'm good at, especially in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's very natural for me to just kind of, you know, read quarterbacks, watch the film the right way, watch footwork and just tendencies, who they want to go to, what parts of the field they're aiming for. And then that gives you a little bit of a slight second jump on certain routes. So I think that's been one of my strengths, and that's why I've been able to be around the ball.
Now, I think you have good hands for a safety as well. You'll remember this. Do you have any drops this year? I can't remember.
Yeah, I got two drops.
Because you just kick yourself for those, right? You remember those more than the ones you got.
Right, right.
But hands are obviously a strength of yours, mm-hmm. and you usually don't give up those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you work on, hands, or is that just something you've always had?
I definitely worked on them. I'll be honest. I wasn't a natural catcher growing up. Like, I was like, you know, I was good.
Okay.
But I wasn't like a wide receiver or nothing. I was a running back. So it was like, you know, I had to work on my hands, and I still work on my hands all the time. You know, just to make sure, and then you get those drops in the game, and you get in your head about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to stay on top of it. As a DB, we're not supposed to have great hands, so you know you got to do it on your own time.
But it's funny when I mentioned that you knew exactly how many.
Oh yeah.
Like you don't forget those. Do
yeah,
you?
they never going to leave my mind.
What? Tell me about this team a little bit this year. Struck me in the locker room on Monday, a striking amount of confidence for a team that's 3-7. Where does that come from, and how real is it when you guys talk about, hey, we're still in this thing?
Yeah, I think the confidence comes from within. Like, it's not about the result on the field right now, but we got so much love and appreciation for each other that we know that we're capable of turning this around at any moment. So we're not giving up on us, and we're not listening to any outside noise either. So I think just keeping it close, keeping it tight is what's been our strength.
What's been the difference? You came in when Doug Peterson in the offseason this year comes in. Tell me about what he's meant and what this coaching staff and just the structure has meant, you know, to you as a player and to you as players.
Yeah, he's given us space to develop, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Like, just, you know, he's known, I think, as a player's coach, and he definitely comes off as that, just, you know, just working with us, making sure that we're on our toes in terms of preparation. And he puts his best foot forward every week, and so we just match his intensity in terms of that. And I think it's worked for us on several occasions.
Now, I'm going to try not to get you in trouble here because I don't think I can. The fine that you got against Kansas City, what could you have done differently on that play? You follow me?
Yeah.
And again, I'm just always curious as a player because it's one of the tougher rules in the NFL. For people who don't know, Andre got fined for hitting Juju Smith-Schuster. It was a bang-bang play, a lot of controversy over it. But I don't know what you would have done differently, and that's tough as a safety, isn't it?
Yeah, I think looking back on it, maybe I could – if I would have wrapped up, it might have looked better.
Mm-hmm.
Wrapped up kind of drove him to the ground. But when you get, like, a big collision like that, it's like boom, boom, play, ball falls out.
Right.
And everything kind of just looks worse. And so, you know, they're able to dial in on it on the TV copies. And, you know, I think – I mean, I do my best to keep my head out of it. I'm not a head-first hitter ever. So, you know, they had – I guess they seen some contact with the helmets and felt like it was time
and it's never been a thing for you – in your career, it's never been a thing where you get a lot of that.
Yeah.
So it's just sort of a fluky thing. I guess it's something that you just have to, as a safety, say, okay, every once in a while it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I have to play my game, and I have to do it the way I'm coached, and the rules say as best I can, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's not going to change anything for me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And is that tough at your position, though, because it's the only position where that really comes into play?
Yeah, I mean, it's just not – Those plays happen so fast that
can't think about it.
You ain't never think about it. But like I said, I'm not a head first hitter, so it's not going to be a term of changing my technique or anything like that. It's kind of keep doing what I'm doing for the best.
I got you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to
be my game. That's my game, bro.
Now, a story I've read and heard about you that I'm fascinated by. You played high school football and then transferred to
IMG.
Right.
IMG Academy.
With your mom's full blessing, right? And basically saying, hey, this is something we need to do.
Yep.
Take me through that story, if you will, because it's fascinating. Mm. And I mean, maybe it says something about your background and you as a person.
Yeah, it was It was a very pivotal moment in terms of my football development. I was focused on, being the best player I can throughout my first few years of high school. But I don't know if I saw as much as my mom did for mm-hmm. me, for myself. So she saw, like, she was like, why not the NFL kind of thing?
Right.
And, it wasn't her being, like, hard on me. It was just like, dream big. And
sure.
So she pushed me to take that next step and leave home. And it was hard because I was so close to all my friends.
Right.
And had a great relationship with everybody back home, but she pushed me to take that step, and it was hard. And that first year was challenging, similar to last year, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. So sometimes you gotta take those big steps and risk, and it paid off. And I had a great 2 years there.
And so you're leaving when you're
16.
Mm-hmm. It's a big step for mom too, right?
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
She
was ready to get me out the house.
Okay,
I felt like.
All right.
I'm the third one, so my sister was still there, my other sister, but she was the last one. I'm a sibling of three. So, it seemed like
she was ready for the
She was ready to get me out of the house,
okay,
yeah.
Okay,
I was a little bit of a problem, though, I ain't gonna lie.
But obviously, you got to feel great indebtedness to her mm-hmm. for having the vision to make that.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like every time she talks to other parents, they're like, why'd you say that? Like, why'd you do that? Like, what made you take that step for him? And I feel like she don't even know. I think she was just led by God, to just, push me. And I think it paid off in ways we would never saw.
I would think that has to... being sort of on your own at 16, even though you're at mm-hmm. at an academy with a support system, mm-hmm. you're away. Has that caused you to be more mature later on in life? It would seem like it would.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like I look back on it. I look at that almost like my freshman year of college.
Okay.
So almost like bump everything up 2 years. And when I got to college, I wasn't fascinated by being away from home mm-hmm. and the independence of it. So like we were all used to it, and I had some great friends at IMG too that went to other big colleges, and we kind of was just used to it.
So you have a support system where know what to expect more than a lot of people would.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm.
Final question on these lines: did you have an idol growing up? Did you have somebody that you patterned yourself after football wise?
Nobody, honestly, not one person that stands out when I look back. I was a Jets fan, so I enjoyed those good years we had. But other than that, though, I was just a fan of the league. Like Reggie Bush, I was a Saints fan as well. I was a Seahawks fan for some years, but not one person.
Okay, so you didn't really, safety kind of found you in a sense.
Right, I didn't play safety until my senior year, so I went down to IMG as a corner.
I got you.
And transitioned to safety my senior year.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, the final thing we do here is what we call the Ozone 5.
The Ozone 5.
This is 5 quick questions. Andre Sisco, what was your last binge watch?
House of Dragons, the Game of Thrones spinoff. Okay. I didn't finish it yet, though.
Okay, so you were you a Game of Thrones guy?
I wasn't. That's why I wanted to watch this new one, because I feel like I missed out on the last one, which everyone said was great. So,
what's the best binge watch you ever had?
Prison Break, definitely by far.
Last song you heard on the way in this morning?
Last song.
Or the song you're into right now, either one.
Okay, song I'm into right now, one that's popping in my head is I Will Exalt You by Maverick City Music. It's a gospel song. That's a good one.
I'm an old man, so it won't surprise you that I never touch with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ask that question and I never get back what I'm into. So, what's your best football memory?
Best football memory, I think to date right now, is my freshman year of college when we was good at Syracuse. It was like the biggest year we had since, you know, 20 plus years. Right. And I had a big year as well. And it was just like a perfect year overall. So it was a great year.
Best player you've ever played against?
Player I played against? I'm going to give you a college answer.
Okay.
And let's say it could be Trevor. Could be Travis, honestly, too.
Okay.
I would say one of them.
That's right. You played both of them.
Yeah. And in my freshman year, I was playing. They moved me down to strong safety for that game. I didn't know what I was doing. And Travis just kept getting on the outside. I think he had like 200 yards.
How much you guys talk about that?
We don't. I feel like they don't even remember me, honestly. Okay. They had bigger things on their mind. So.
I got you. Hit or pick? What's better?
Pick. I'm a pick guy.
You still take the pick?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. Andre, I really enjoyed talking to you. I can't thank you enough for doing this. I look forward to doing it again. And thank you for joining the Ozone Podcast.
Yes, sir. Thank you, bro.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.